Jam, do you hear the clip-clop on the rooftop?
I sure do. Could it be Piss Miss Paws?
He's taking a piss. He's eating dry rice. Tracking pissy litter through apartments all night. Piss Miss Paws is coming to town.
Who let him drink this much?
He screams when you are sleeping, 'cause you should be awake. Feed him now or he'll start gagging. Your clean carpets are at stake.
That's what puke boys do.
Get ready to kiss. His pawsies ain't dry. They're covered in piss, as his name implies. Piss Miss Paws is coming to town.
Ho, ho, ho! Piss Miss Paws is coming to town! Hey, guys! Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to Piss Miss. Ooh, baby, it's Drip Miss. Oh, I'm dripping. I'm everywhere that you need me to be. This hat... get it out of here, but piss inside of me, put it in. Oh, yes, 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 guys. Nicole commented, was this the song it's supposed to sound like? They could hear you during that song, Nicole. Ooh, and you better believe we're hearing mono when they're hearing stereo. I say Helsinki and you hear Geneva? No, 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 I hear pee. Oh, Christmas, Pissmas time. My name's James.
I'm Nicole.
And we're guests today.
Lil Corey, we bampin.
They stole my intro.
And I'm Rudy.
Oh my God, guys, this is a rapid, fast-paced podcast. I don't want to edit. So who the fuck else is in here?
Is there anyone else in here?
I thought that wrapped it up.
You didn't say your name.
He introduced me.
I don't want an introduction of... I want a self-introduction.
Okay, take two, everybody.
My name's James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Rutabag.
And welcome to the... Pissmas 2020, baby. That's two. And fill in with some O's. Yes. Nicole.
Yes.
It's finally here. The Pissmas cheer. Explain what Pissmas is.
Pissmas. Last year we had it where you had to take a drink of water anytime someone said certain keywords. But this year... we will take a drink of water when someone subscribes, follows, or gives us some bits, baby.
Ooh. And this year's a little special because if someone subscribes, I'm not just down in some water. I'm down in some cold brew, and it's currently almost 7 p.m. It's going to be bad. It probably isn't. I don't expect us to get any subscribers.
And so the person who loses has their photo of their face put onto one of those dancing Christmas cards. And this year, the winner is going to get $30 gift card to Bonus Round Game Cafe.
Cool.
And if no one wins, Rudy and Corey will just split it.
Ooh.
You know, I'm down for that. Corey, you down for that?
I don't share with traitors.
Wow. I can't believe you've done this.
I don't even know what that could mean.
I'm still salty about Among Us.
Oh, this is it. Get the fuck out of here. It's Pissmas. Did you not listen to the episode? I'm going to be a little bitch here. No, it's piss here, baby.
No.
Okay, we need to get Corey into the Pissmas spirit because he wasn't here last time. It was Rudy, Jose, and Sean Marciniak, RIP, meaning rest peacefully tonight
not rest in piss.
Oh man, I'd love to do that. If it was
rest in piss.
Like if I was in a swimming pool, a heated swimming pool, but it was just piss from a loved one, a specific loved one.
I'd probably throw up.
I would enjoy it. I'd be enthralled. Like
does
if
it have to be a hot tub filled with Nicole's piss?
I'm not specifying because
yeah,
that's gross.
Are.
Okay, I mean you said a specific loved one. Yeah. I'd be
It could be my mother's.
Me, Rudy. Come on.
About you, Corey.
It's supposed to be anonymous.
Oh, don't you mean Among Us?
Oh my God! I'm gonna punch both of you in the goddamn throat. You're getting me out of the Pissmas spirit.
All right.
Okay.
Well, do we have any other Pissmas carols?
No. Let me just do the bit that I was gonna do, man. Okay. I'm gonna punch you in the throat when I see you. You better watch out. You better freaking cry because that gives me satisfaction.
Merry Pissmas, guys.
Corey. Last year, we explained what, because Pissmas, but technically Christmas because a friggin' alpha guy said it is, was like, hey, this day is about being the best you can be. So, Corey, I know it's been a crazy year. Maybe that heightens expectations for yourself or lowers expectations for yourself. What is the best you that you could be?
I think the best me that I could be, if I'm giving a serious answer, would be one that's able to accept my shortcomings and the any fake illusory shortcomings that my dysmorphia makes me feel, and being able to just, you know, self-love, because there's a lot of hate and there's a lot of stuff to be upset about in the world, and you shouldn't be one of them. You shouldn't be hating on yourself. So best me could just accept me.
That's really good. That's fantastic.
Now, will that happen ever? Probably not, but still.
Last year, buddy, I said the best me is RoboCop with G-Unit kicks on. Well, this year, going along with that dysmorphia stuff, my friend, I want to be a P-1000, you know, just a gelatinous little blob, but it's made of pee instead of metallics from the future.
I like your answer better.
Hey, you can take it. I will figure out your frequencies and your equalized voice, and I'll just make my voice sound like that and say, hey, that's Corey. I deep faked your audio.
Thanks, man. I'm going to go change my Twitch name to P1000.
Hell yeah, man.
Nice.
What's your guys' favorite deep fake? I'm kidding. That's not Christmas. I mean, Pissmas. Fuck. Shit.
I mean, it is if there's piss involved.
Let's see. Hey, guys, guess what? No followers. One viewer. Dope. I don't think we're going to drink a friggin' drop today.
Yeah, James, I didn't want to, like, rain on your parade idea of the follow, subscribe, and bits thing, but
I don't... We got five viewers up in here, I think.
Wait, it says we have five? It says we have one on my end, but I would like to just quickly say something. I'm positive this was your idea.
No.
The stream, at least, like, let's do it live, was yours, wasn't it? Because then it's a pee stream, a piss stream. Okay. Nicole is shaking. I have to explain because this is a podcast. Nicole is shaking her head no towards the camera, expecting a listener to hear it. And now she's chomping at the bit as if James wants to edit this show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know, like, what's... Okay, so last year, we learned what the first day of Pissmas is to give praise to Pemis Pissed. And, you know, like Jesus... Pemis Pissed, like Jesus Christ... Corey,
Pemis Pissed.
No, it's Pisces Pissed.
Oh yeah, Pisces. I'm so sorry. You're Pisces Pissed. Okay. What was I saying?
You said Pemis.
Oh yeah, that's like
which doesn't make any sense.
Pissmas. That's the censored version. That Tokusatsu Network, proud podcast partner. It will be the Pemis special. So we found, hey, we give praise by drinking and keeping in our piss. I think like we're. Maybe once we're 30 minutes in, we're gonna have to just say like, hey.
30? I say like 15.
Okay, so in 3 minutes is when we need to start saying that. Also, chat. We aren't going to the chat because we're trying to be podcast. We're trying to be in the moment. So unless we ask a question, we're not gonna go to the chat. But thank you so much for being here, and thank you for pissing beer, baby. That's the first day of Pissmas. So you want to know what? Let's drink for Peas is pissed right now. No one has subscribed. No one has followed. No bit. This is my water. But if you subscribe, baby, I'm drinking cold brew.
And Peas is pissed.
Oh, to Peas.
Also, hello, Chaos Witch.
Well, I actually have a Sprite mixed with strawberry rum.
Oh, dang, for a subscribe?
No, for regular.
Oh, for any?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, to get Nicole drunk as fuck as soon as possible. Get your friends to subscribe, even to follow. Make fake accounts and follow.
Oh, shit, that's the plan. That's
oh, man. Nicole's gonna get drunk as hell.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Baby, I got you, Connie. Don't you worry. Say hey! All right, guys, but the second day of Pissmas was the Feast of Peeing, and that's where you eat only water-based foods like Jell-O, cranberry sauce, a slug, a jellyfish, those types of things. Watermelon, as long as you just juice it. And we found out today the third day of Pissmas. The third day of Pissmas is the passing of the Toots cake. Now, I think you might be curious, oh my God, Toots aren't Pissmas involved, but Pissmas Paws, he's hanging out at the North Pole with Peas is Pissed, and he's like, Peas is Pissed, he's making these cakes, checking it twice, you know, making sure that it's shaken properly. And when he's not looking, little Pissmas Paws crawls up, goes a little burp, right into the cake, and then Jesus, of course, or Peasus, oh my God, sacrilege, sees that it's been tooted on, smells that it's been tooted on, and passes it to the garbage. Now, we're not going to waste things. We're also not farting on cakes. That's, unless
Why
you want to get
though?
Paid for it. So what we're going to do is, I mean, we can't do it. I just came up with this right before the show. Did not have time to prep. The passing of the Toots cake is you make it, you can do a little hand fart, or you can do like a into it, and then you have to dress up your mouth like a trash can. How you want to do that, I don't care. It's get in the Pissmas spirit, the traditions, and bring that cake and dump it into your mouth like you were throwing it in the trash. And that's the third day of Pissmas, the passing of the Toots cake.
So what day of Pissmas are we on right now? Because I can make a trash mouth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll make a trash mouth right now. That sounds awesome.
Please don't. Do you own cakes in any variety?
I've got a couple of pumpkin pies, and I was also just going to
That's not a
do
cake.
Meatballs count as cake? I would assume that a meatball counts as like a meat cake. Just like
no,
or
unless
a meat donut
breaded.
Bowl.
If it's a breaded meatball, like just the outside is breaded and then inside is meat, that I would count as a cake.
Unfortunately, it's a regular meatball.
Okay,
doused
nope.
In barbecue sauce.
No, because then we would have things like cake pops. Well, a cake pop. Ooh. Oh, you want to know what a meatball is? A cake pop. We'll agree on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
It's a naked cake
pop. What if I'm thick? Can I pass that cake around?
Fat cake around?
Yeah.
Okay, go
with
for
that
it.
PH, baby. Okay, so I just got to shove my ass in a trash can. It's on the third day then.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Righteous.
Right now is the negative day of Pissmas, and that's where you... This is for the men... You push your penis inside of you, and then you keep it there until the day, like, get a chip clip. And if you have to pee, it just, like, comes out like you have a vagina, and then it comes in. And it's great. What's up, Nicole? Oh, she's writing it down.
I'm taking notes.
Oh, I forgot, guys. The war on Pissmas still exists, bitch.
There's a war.
And just like last year, people trying, oh, Pissmas ain't real. Well, guess what, guys? This year, the goddamn pandemic is a war on pissmas. That's right. Corona, COVID-19 was designed by the alt Blight to keep us dry as fuck. You know the spell Blight from Dungeons and Dragons that zaps away a hydration? Well, they want to pull the piss from us. I don't know why. I don't know how. But actually, I do know why. They're afraid of us sucking on drinking fountains. They're like, oh, we can't let them do that. COVID it. And then it's like, oh, no, I'm scared. They're also... It's
you're talking so much, James. Give someone else a turn.
Well, no, then I'm done. I'm the one... Okay, guys, did you have planned out bits that you wrote?
Yeah.
Dang
absolutely.
It. Well, let me get done with this war on pissmas. They're forced.
This feels like an Alex Jones bit.
They're like, oh, we need you, the viewers, the people afraid of COVID. So you're like, oh, I'm just going to stay inside. But when summertime comes out, well, I can't be around people. What can I do? Well, go on my roof of the apartment and lay out naked because no one else can see me three stories up. And I can tan my should be pale genitalia because that is a pissmas tradition. It's canon. And then finally.
And it's pale?
Yeah. You got to keep it milky white. Your genitalia. Oh,
no. I'm already losing.
Just as pale as possible you can get it. Like, suck the color from it.
Man.
And then, finally, it means we're unable to celebrate together so we can make sure our friends aren't peeing. Because that's the real idea behind pissmas, is making sure, is policing your friends'
people's
bathroom
bodies.
Times. And that's it for me. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Finally.
Just left us here.
Well, guys, this is our show now.
Fuck yeah,
in a world
bitch.
Full of sheep, I am the piss.
Oh, no.
This is the show.
This is the show.
Check out my cool hat that I got. You can't even see it in the fucking thing, Gus. But I got
it's like one
it's
of those,
gold like pee.
It's one of those cool Santa hats that's golden, but like if you move it, it turns silver.
That's so cool. Hey, look at that.
Like one of those favorite throw pillows that I would cry on after school.
How do you cry on a throw pillow like that? That type of throw pillow must be super uncomfortable. It's
yeah,
sequins.
Those don't absorb
tears. Are powerful.
Tears.
They know how to flex.
Ah, I see.
They moisten the bead structure, the hardness, and... Your tears are so strong that they become pliable.
My tears are not OSHA compliant. That's why whenever I have a mental breakdown in any sort of work foundation, they have to kick me out.
I've been there. I've had to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was one of Corey's supervisors, IRL.
Did you have to kick him off the floor for, like, sadness?
Yes.
Actually?
Yeah. I was making a mess. My tears knew no bounds. They were breaking computers. They were giving me these damn silly hands. My hands will never be the same after that.
And most importantly, I asked him because I knew someday pissmas would happen. I'm like, well, tears are kind of like pee. Do they have the same chemical reaction? And Corey, what'd you say to me?
I was something incoherent in between the lines of right-wing conspiracy theories and the definition of a sad masty.
will your tears break down things? I mean, will your pee?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because I'll go into this one more time. So a sad masty, right, is when you cry. You cry, right? And you use your tears as lubricant. Okay? And so in doing this,
Are you saying masty or nasty?
Masty. With an N, like in man's, like mancy.
Okay.
Masty as in mansplaining.
Oh!
In doing this, my tears had infused into my urinary tract and my urethra. So now that everything that comes out of it has the chemical composition to break down anything. It is close to, if not akin to, sulfuric acid.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it stings.
Oh, it stinks too.
Yeah.
Wait, so your body hasn't gotten used to it?
No, no. It's a constant breakdown. I need constant surgery.
Okay, dang. That's why you're sick a lot, probably.
Exactly.
That's why you... Oh, wait. Have you gotten COVID twice, or was that TC?
TC.
Yeah, that was TC.
Okay.
Corey, I was gonna say, how do you even get it once?
Well...
I mean, easily, but...
Originally, in the place that I worked at the beginning of this year, there was a COVID outbreak in the building.
Oh, hell yeah, oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's like the entire nation now.
Yeah, because, you know, Whoa. We don't know how to get our shit together. Or our piss together, rather.
Nicole, yeah. you said you had planned bits. What you got for us?
Okay, so it's been X
yes,
amount of minutes.
24.
And nothing's happened. So the words are...
Oh, hell yeah.
Pissmas.
Yes.
Ah. And... I didn't have time to think of this ahead of time.
Can I bring up some...
No.
Oh, I was going to say diversity, because that
no.
goes
Damn
into...
Pissmas, Power Rangers.
Shit.
And... Oh, fuck.
I don't know how many people are going to be saying, oh, fuck 'em.
Oh, fuck 'em.
Any of our names.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually going to be difficult because where I can't just point at someone and say, you go. I guess since there's quadrants, I could say like, hey, upper left. Hey, bottom right.
Not
Except it's different on mine.
Constantly switch.
Oh,
yeah, it's
fuck.
Been years since I've been referred to as a bottom.
Ah, jeez.
What does that mean?
What? nothing, James. Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, you got a drink.
Oh, shoot.
Fuck.
But we're still doing the, like, if people follow, we'll still drink then.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you do any of the stuff, we'll still do it. But now it's got the added keywords.
I'm glad you didn't do Alpha, because I will go on a diatribe about Alpha again.
Alpha was like barely in this episode.
God damn, did Alpha get my boner erect?
Why?
You know why. Okay, let's get into today's
in this episode that or in the last holiday episode.
This one included, even more
why?
So, because last
why?
Time Alpha was like thicker, but you see like a profile view of Alpha's entire body and just his robot girder belt, whatever you want to call it, like underwear, is just looking so hot. I might
Alpha's
also just
an
be
absolute unit.
Yeah, I might just be very horny all the time.
It's definitely that.
Oh, or maybe
it's
Alpha
definitely that one.
It's hot as fuck, Nicole. All right. Today we watched episode 29 of Power Rangers Zeo, entitled A Season to Remember.
Wait,
and
he said Power Rangers?
What? Oh yeah.
He said Power Rangers. And I said
Zeo.
It twice.
Zeo. I'll just say Zeo instead, so we ain't making that pee-pee juice. I take three gulps, baby.
Pee-pee juice is my new band name.
Pee-pee is my new fan's name. Oh,
OnlyFans? Are you finally starting it up?
No, no. Well, my OnlyFans is a peepee fan. So what I do is I have a fan going rapid speed and I just throw urine in it to mist my face. And I'm like jacking so hard, belt around my waist so you can't see my genitals. I have a hole cut in my pocket. And eventually, lucky for me... But not for the viewer. My pants also get pretty mistied and dampened, so you can't tell. Besides the face and noise I make when I come, you can't like see the wet spot appear because my whole pants are a wet spot from the pee.
After you're done, I would like it if we address the chat, because we got a couple people up in here. We got Chaos Witch and Tyler SPD. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for being here.
Unless they are spending bits, following subscribing, which I have. Shit, I was on a fucking roll, get in the pissmas spirit.
Sorry, Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy, come on.
James wants, because it's going to be a podcast episode... That's why he's weird about it.
Because then I have I have to edit these things out.
We've also said each other's names twice
now. Oh my God.
God damn it, Corey.
Dang it, Nicole.
That's
Dang
four.
It, Christ.
It was a team effort, guys. Get into the Pissmas spirit.
That's hey, guys. Another one.
Oh! I'm going to be leaking piss from my pores later. But yeah, guys.
That sounds serious. You should I can see a doctor.
I can fake an orgasm, okay?
Okay.
I just...
no one said you couldn't.
But I'm saying for the videos on my OnlyFans. In case, like, it's kind of like when MF Doom performs live, you have to think, like, well, is this the real MF Doom or one of his Doom bots, an impersonator he hires to perform for him, to establish the mystique? No, he's just being a fucking asshole. Don't perform if you don't want to perform. So, yeah, you have to guess, like, did James really ejaculate or is he fooling us? Is he an Andy Kaufman? But in today's episode of Zio, a holiday to remember, season to remember, the Rangers, that's allowed, are doing a holiday.
The Rangers of what? The Rangers of what?
I'm going to finger you with this right here, middle finger.
Oh, no.
The Zio Rangers, that's allowed, are celebrating an accoutrement of holidays during the December season. We'll get into all those holidays, but oh my God, that guy in the sky who's a robot is hopping pissed about the whole shit. So he's like, I'm going to go off their diversity. Their diversity will be their undoing, he says. That's a direct quote from this movie. And shoot them with a bigotry blast beam. And they end up hating each other's differences. It's kind of like the lamestream media's doing to us, but we're the main vein media over here.
Oh,
we got, oh yes, we got 20 bits, guys.
Yeah.
We got a drink.
Tyler.
Tyler the friggin' spaghetti.
Thank you.
The spaghetti.
I feel like he is going to unleash just 20 bits over and over again, which I'm fine with.
That's okay. A game, baby.
And then a child sings to them and they realize that bigotry is bad. The end. So, guys.
Child actors.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of this show? Initial thoughts.
I hated every second of it.
Ooh, I loved every second.
I love hated every second of this. This was a big love-hate relationship. It was just, it was good, bad.
You know,
it was good,
I
bad.
Love child actors.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, I love child.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got another
guys,
five,
we got five bits
from Tyler. Thank you, Tyler.
Fuck you. You're right, yeah. He's gonna do this shit.
He probably was like, oh, Twitch is, you can get a $50 gift card from Twitch for only $40 right now. And he's saying, get in Mullum crunk.
Yes.
That one was delayed.
Keep us all crunk, please. Thank
you. Sound?
Yeah, the sound was delayed. That was in a third one. But hey, if you subscribe, I'll start drinking cold brew. But yeah, I loved this episode. I think this is the best Balkan skull that I've ever seen. And later on, if anyone is watching who loves Power Rangers, let me know how long they are a private investigator, because that's going to be great.
Yeah, it seems like the natural progression of their storyline.
Yeah, because they were cops for a little bit, ACAB?
Oh my God. Oh no.
All cops are Balkan skull.
ACABs?
Yeah.
So real quick, why were the villains from the last Power Rangers series?
Yeah, Goldar.
Take a drink.
We got five, baby.
Oh my gosh. Time.
And he said the PR.
Wait, we got bits and he said the word?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah. I don't have to pee just yet, but I do have to get more water. Can I come back in like
a
minute?
He's fibbing.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
We'll time you.
Thank you. The bathroom's that way.
Says you.
So, I don't know. They might be friends with Balkan Skull. Rito and Goldar might have. They're like, oh, we're kind of like rapscallions now. They're not villains. Oh, excuse me. They're not villains, but they're mischievous.
So you're just guessing, you don't know?
I don't know, man. Okay. I've never seen this show since I was 7 years old, maybe.
the audience it's meant for.
Oh, man. If I was 7 years old watching this today, I'd be like, where are the special effects?
Have you ever had fruitcake?
Tyler? Hey, we got more 10 bits from Tyler. We were right. He would do this.
Tyler, we're going to drown, but thank you.
What'd you say, Nicole?
I said, has anyone had fruitcake before?
We have to drink. I accidentally said your name.
No!
But I have not had fruitcake, or at least I don't think I have. I would like to try it after seeing this episode.
I've had it. Okay. It's not as bad as everyone says.
Yeah, so I have a note down that I'm like, what was the 90s and late 80s obsession of talking shit on fruitcake? Because there's an entire bit in, I think it's the Christmas special of Pee-wee, that it's all like fruitcake is a main storyline about it being so dense and heavy. It must have been like a Depression era thing. This is my guess. It's a Depression era thing, and people who were writing these shows back then, their grandparents were like, oh, I still enjoy fruitcake. Here's fruitcake. I'm going to leave it out. And they're like, well, this just isn't what we want right now.
Yeah.
That's an astute observation, James.
Oh, hell yeah, Dr. Dre.
Because wasn't it... Never mind.
Oh, wait, hey, didn't...
Nicole, you got to drink twice now because I said his name.
Die nameless.
Okay. She is Tyler, paying attention.
Tyler sent bits 20 with the message, die nameless. There is a DMX Obie Trice... And it's, yeah, an Eminem song that, like, they scream, like, die nameless on. So during Smash Brothers, when we would play, I would scream, die nameless. And then they started making fun of me rightfully for doing that.
Man.
We should all play Smash sometime.
We should. I'd love to.
Be a good stream too, I think.
I'm real bad at it.
I'm so crazy.
Wait a minute. I thought that it showed that Tyler went from like a tier 3 sub to like a tier 2, but it's just the bits. I was about to say, James, you need to drink that cold, son of a bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to just start diving into notes. Okay. I would like to know if anyone is watching. This is another thing in chat. If you, or leave it in a 5-star iTunes review later on as a podcast. Is this canon? Because Tommy, we see an older Tommy Oliver, and we know that he becomes like Lord Draken and stuff. Where does this fit in the timeline? And he's married to Kat. Was that his grandkid?
Yeah.
Okay, because
that was his grandkid.
They said like, oh, my parents say hey. Oh, maybe that was the in-law. Oh, that could be it. That could be, I don't know.
Well, no, because he says the parents say hey because that's his other grandson, cat that comes
in. The guy who came, he was like the older brother, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a late in life son.
Yeah. So I actually want to touch on this for a second. I do think that that ending is canon because in one of the most recent, I think it was Power Rangers.
I'm
on the lookout.
I believe it was in Ninja Steel where they did a major crossover, but Tommy, he's coming.
Danger.
Something like that? Yeah. I don't know, but there was like a major crossover where Tommy, he's coming back home, and the moment he comes back in, he's just like, hey, whatever my Australian wife's name is, I'm home. So, like, I think it's implied that they do still actually stay together.
All right.
So, I don't know.
Gels, yeah.
Gels.
So you immediately know it's Tommy Oliver telling this story because you can hear it in his voice. But there is a quote of him talking about Christmas to his grandson. And he says, the smell of pine and taste of peppermint. And I was like, this is gross what he's saying. How he's saying it is disgusting.
That's what I love. I love young people trying to pretend to be old people. And I also love the atrocity of child actors that are in this.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they are amazing at reading cue cards. Like, I wish I could read that well at that level.
So there's a child who sings, and I was thinking, wow, this is... because we record together when we do Pissmas carols, but I'm like, this is what Nicole thinks. This is how she feels when she sees me recording one of these songs of just like, wow, this is like, yeah, it's not terrible, but it's nowhere near good.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said her name.
Dang it. Nicole, thoughts?
Another one.
God damn it.
You know, without the cam, how do we know you're drinking any of this?
You only have my word to go off of.
I'm just enema-ing all of it. Is that fine?
No. Oh, no.
I'm going to be shooting this out my butt. For OnlyFans into the peepee fan.
I mean, I guess if you can hold it.
Oh, I do my kegels. So we then find that like everyone's, they go through every single like December holiday tradition, at least that we're aware of in modern culture. I mean, not modern culture, in like modern pop culture. When you do a holiday special that hits on all of them, it's these ones.
Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
Hanukkah.
Yes. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Jeez.
Probably something I forgot.
No, I think that was it.
So, question. Is there, they celebrate Christmas in Australia in the summer? That's what they said?
Yeah.
Yes. Because it's.
Nope. Corey, why do you think they do?
You just said his
name.
Dang it.
I'm trying to think of a clever comeback, but I can't. I don't know, because they're backwards, man.
You're on the right track.
They're upside down.
Wait, they're up? That doesn't... Are seasons different around the world?
Oh, my God.
What?
Little Corey. Why? So... Do you not know this?
You said his name again.
Oh, my God. Oh, also, don't forget Krimbus. We got so we have to take two.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Wait, why do we have to take two?
Because I said his name, and then Tyler gave us 10 bits.
James,
whose name did you say?
No, I just said your name.
Wait, what? Quit with me?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said Tyler.
You keep saying people's names.
Yes, Tyler.
No.
Okay, that's... His name is... Right? Is his name fine?
Yes.
Can we say his... Okay, we can say his name.
Yeah.
Okay, Lil Corey. On the
that counts.
God dang it! I'm so mad at like the fact, or no, I'm like baffled that he doesn't know this.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay, because the Earth is on an axis, the sun gets more direct sunlight on different times of like it rotating around the Earth. So the southern hemisphere has the opposite season that we have.
Okay, so I remember hearing that way back in the day, and I thought they were just fucking with me.
No, who did you hear it from?
I don't know, someone in school.
Oh, they're not fucking with you.
I didn't know this.
When Animal Crossing New Horizon came out, people would go to their Australian friend's island because it was like fall there and they could get fall stuff.
Yeah. Guys, we got more bits. Drink up, Tyler says.
Jeez. We're all gonna...
I have an entire Yeti full. I'm gonna have to refill this soon.
Yeah, I'm getting low.
I'm gonna have to get another refill at some point.
But yeah, it's summertime celebrating Pissmas right now. They're riding waves of pee on a surfboard down in the southern hem.
Wait, you said the word.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
I forget that these are things.
Wait.
I literally just ran out of water.
You had a whole Yeti.
I had a whole Yeti, man.
So my friend Demonic has a song where... It's very long ago, like maybe the year is 2002. It's an unreleased song from an unreleased album. And he showed it to me and he's like, they call me the Yeti. And then in the background as an ad-lib, there's just like a... And we made fun of him so much for that.
Oh my God.
Like a fun way, because it's like you were a teenager doing this. He was probably 16, 15 years old. Are you back?
No, I didn't leave yet.
Oh, okay.
Should I leave now?
Yeah,
should I sprint?
Hold on. I think we should start taking advantages of other people's differences. You know, like I do penis standing up while Nicole does penis standing down.
Oh, man.
Standing down.
Yeah.
Wait, you said my name.
That took me.
Dang it.
I got to go fill up because I don't have water to drink. I'll be right back.
Alrighty.
Wait, hold on. Tyler
yeah,
also
Tyler
just
almost out of bitties, he tells
I gotta get
us.
Two. Okay, then I gotta get two drinks.
Wait, fuck, I forgot Nicole. Oh, I didn't finish. I didn't finish.
You got it.
I
you just... You... Jambalaya, you
Nicole
son of a
almost
bitch.
Threw up.
You did say it now.
Fuck, no, I did.
You said it twice. Okay, I
got Dunkluge. Why am I also saying your name? It's usually like the bricks.
I gotta get
I'm
more
empty now.
Fluids.
Okay, yeah,
right
guys,
back.
We gotta get a refill
okay.
break.
Oh
my
all right.
God.
Hey,
what
guys,
is this
but I'm still
like
here.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, we don't need hold music. We have the power of Pissmas inside of me, baby. Oh, yeah. There's a ring light here, and there's a ring light up my fucking ass. You better believe it, but that's not the Pissmas spirit. Guys, I gotta let me see if I have anything. UTIs are the devil, okay? And guess what? I'm a Pissmas scientist, and I'll drink to that. No one else is hearing me do that. And that means I don't believe in things like catheters. No, no, no. Get that crap out of here. Catheters are against my religion, and that religious is straight up piss. Oh, yeah, Daniels.
I'm here. All right, so that's three because Rudy said my name. Okay,
oh
four now.
Oh, my God.
No, what?
No, no, no. I'm doing it like if other people aren't
Corey,
here.
Corey, how could you do this to us?
But I, so when that person comes back, she won't have to drink these other things because they're not bound by the laws of what we say. Let me see if I had anything from the last one. Oh, guys, actually, well, the woman's out. Let's all tip our penises to each other right now on camera.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, here I go.
I tip my penis, sirs. I tip my penis. Yes. Yes.
For you.
All right, tip of the penis to you guys. These were things that were spoken in passing on the last episode, so I'm just like getting those things out of the way. And that's it, but we gotta wait for my best friend, my bride to never be, to get back on here.
That's such a sad yet lovely title, The Bride to Never Be.
My betrothed and bride to never be. You wanna know what, while we're doing this, I'm gonna share it again to say people get into fucking viewership, baby.
Huh?
Bride to Never Be is my new band name.
Yo, wait, that's a pretty sick band name, honestly.
I know. Can't believe I thought of it.
I know, wow.
It's crazy.
Such a fucking creative, aren't you, bastard?
I'm such a fucking smart guy, man. I don't know what to say.
I know, oh my god. God,
how do I hold it all, and how do I stay so humble?
I have no clue. How do you hold your head up so high with that 3000 IQ brain, baby?
I can't believe my head is as big as the tip of my dick.
Well, we wouldn't know because he didn't show it.
I did. You just didn't see it.
Okay, we are not showing genitalia. We are just...
Well, of course not.
It's you saw what I did. Like, I held onto my penis through my my pants, and then I tipped it. But
oh, that's
hey,
what happened.
Guys, Nicole, or that person is still gone. I did not finish it.
I'm doing a...
she's gone. Let's... No, wait. I already talked about Alpha's feminine curves.
An absolute unit. Alpha's got a fucking shelf back there.
Oh, well, this one is more... This design's a little more sleek than in Alpha's magical Christmas. So
it was though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did they actually update the Alpha model?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because this is also, I believe, a different actor, unless it's just someone. I read the name of the suit actor.
I was gonna say because the voice actor sounds like the same person that does like Zim and Billy
Billy
and Mandy.
It is. But let me get into this. So they're talking about the Zeo Rangers. They'll celebrate diversity unless you're queer. That's all we know.
That, I know. That's the, 'cause Billy wasn't one. I was sad that Billy wasn't there. Is this around the time that Billy actually departed from the series?
No. I think he was still on there for a while. But I say this because there still hasn't been besides in the movie. It was, what do you want to call it? The newest movie. It was hinted at that one of the characters was gay, but we've in the main TV show, there has never been a gay character, and it's like they're all in high school.
Right.
In my friend group, Nicole, Joe, and I are the only straight ones, and I have a large group of friends.
Loosely straight.
Oh, yeah. We got to take a drink.
Oh, wait. Did I say?
Yeah.
Okay,
you said
dang
someone's
it.
Name.
I got to end up getting some of this. But it's just unrealistic that there aren't, even if it's not
cider?
A Power Ranger. Or I didn't finish it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You did.
also, real quick, Brix, is that cider? That looks warm.
It's a warm toddy. I don't want to like burn my mouth by heating it up too much. So it's just warm.
What's a warm toddy?
But it's like the laziest version where it's just apple cider and red hot whiskey or whatever that's
Ooh.
Called.
Yo, nice. Fireball?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's really
it looks
good.
It looks good. It also looks like piss. Which is perfect for the show.
For this holiday season. This piss-related holiday season. You know.
I never knew that Danny Elfman was originally in that 80s band Oingo Boingo.
What? What?
Is that the people that made that did Oombop?
No.
Oombop, dop, dop.
Please don't sing it, just in case.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't want to get DMC.
We're
going to
get
right. I'm too good.
DMC, more like Devil May Cry.
More like Dutch's Murder Crew.
More like downloadable content.
That's DLC.
LC.
Downloadable content.
Learn how to joke, bro.
Learn how to acronym, bro.
What about TLC?
Tender Loving Cucks.
Toots Loving Cum.
Dang. I didn't know Frank was like that. Or does that mean like butts that just eat up the stuff?
Oh!
They're like, I want your cum so bad, sir.
Oh, no.
You're the one who said it. Toots Loving Cum. Like little patooties. Like,
I'm probably going to barf from all this sugar.
Is it too sweet in here?
I'll catch it in my hands, Nicole.
Thank you.
Probably going to vomit from all the hydration. This is the most water I've had in like a month.
Yeah, we maybe should have looked up like what the limit is so none of us die.
It's like an absurd amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 16 cups.
It's like higher than that.
No, no. Because if the standard is 8 cups a day, then like 16 is doubling it, and that's too much.
16 cups is my titty size.
16 cups is my new band name. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Wonder how much, like if you're an A cup, a B cup, etc. Like, wonder how much milk you can harvest, like keep in your breasts based off from cup.
Well, first of all, piss is stored in the breast, James.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, spray your titties on me, fellas.
So real quick, I know it wasn't gonna happen. I know it was an absurd wish to have, but since this was an episode of diversity, I was always concerned about. Oh yeah, we did say diversity twice now, so we gotta take drinks.
Oh dang!
What?
But
since
it was.
Wait, no, that's not one of the words. Nicole never agreed on that.
Oh no, she did. Okay, my bad.
But you did say her name.
Dang it!
That's that teamwork, baby.
That's that pissmas at work. Oh yeah, we got a drink.
You said
isn't that the word? Isn't that a word?
All right, but what about diversity?
I know it was unlikely to happen, but part of me really wanted Zio Rangers to get really dark and edgy out of nowhere and just start dropping anti-Semitic remarks.
Yes! Wait, I was expecting that shit too.
Oh, I totally thought Tommy was about to drop anti-Semitic remarks at one point, and I was like, what if Zio Rangers decided to get really real with the kids today?
Man, that would
I mean, there's not a finish to this story. I just was wondering if anyone else was leaning towards that at that point.
I mean, I wasn't hoping it would happen. Just like,
obviously,
I was like,
I'm not hoping someone just starts disrespecting an entire culture. I was just thinking, like, if Tommy actually started leaning there. Some kids' shows got like real dark and out of nowhere with stuff like that before.
Oh, I mean, this is not that show.
Evidently not.
Honestly, with the way that Tommy carried himself in that episode, I half expected him to just be like, why don't you go shove a menorah up your ass or something? Like,
oh my God.
He just seemed like he was gonna go on that type of, like, tirade and just be like, hey, take your Kwanzaa and, like, dip or something.
The phrasing of that is not edgy at all. It's just, like, the most mild thing you could say to someone. Like,
well, I mean they were friends. I can't remember I can't remember the Yellow Ranger's name. Oh God.
Aisha?
Was that it?
I think.
Oh, that's racist.
No, it's I'm pretty sure, like, people have told me.
I know, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Oh my God. Can someone look that up? Mister, I'm gonna handle the chat.
I mean, the chat's chill.
No, I'm saying you're already at your computer. Can you please?
I mean, you're right.
But speaking of her, did you guys watch through the credits? I know Corey did.
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Wait. Oh, you didn't mention to watch the credits. What happened? Her name was Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could have swore there. Hold on. You guys talk about this ending, though.
Oh, wait. No. Hold on. Wait. Tanya.
Jeeper Cramony.
Yes, sorry, her name was Tanya. Tanya Sloan.
We're like Sonya Tlone, am I right, guys? Up top.
I'm killing you tomorrow.
That's how I laugh.
Expect it right now.
Thanks, Nicole. I appreciate any form of laugh. Hey, let's take a drink.
You know, Corey.
Yeah, what's up? Because we gotta take another one.
Oh, I know. It's just, man, why? Man, when I see you. First, I'm giving you a hug. Then, like, James,
you better
shit.
Kiss me on the cheek.
I mean, you're right. I will. Which ones?
The ones that got cake, dude.
You mean all of them? Because you a thick boy.
Hell yeah. With a pH balance of 12.
I have not watched Power Rangers in the longest time.
Wait, you said it.
Oh, fuck, I did.
You did say it.
The Yellow Ranger before... Her name was Aisha.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now it all makes sense. Now we've come proper full circle.
I wanted to bring up how... So on a previous episode, I talked about how someone I knew named their first child after their childhood pet. And then James, I can't remember who it was that responded with a photo of their kid. And said, this is a rowboat for sure, or something like that.
Oh, okay, so...
And I laughed so fucking hard.
Everyone knows this person in the Marshland media folklore. Mason O'Charzak post...
Dude, how's he doing?
He's doing very well. It's just...
Does he talk about me at all?
I mean, he doesn't know who you are, like... It's
well, you should tell him my name.
He's only listened to one episode, and that was the episode where I revealed, like, he's a reason why I have body dysmorphia, because I saw him in a cut tank top, and I was like, fuck, that's what my body's supposed to look like.
Wow.
This was in the sixth grade, everyone, so I do think my body should look like a 12-year-old boy. This was not a response to... our thing, and the rowboat thing is from Engage with Nicolas Cage. There is a dog named Rowboat in a movie. What?
I thought it was, because it was a picture of his kid.
Yes, yeah, so this isn't even him seeing this. This was happenstance. It was his kid, and he was like, my little Robo, and yeah.
Yeah, because that was a joke.
No, it just was happenstance.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, he doesn't listen to the show. He's too busy shredding on his fucking guitar in a band called...
But then how would he know that it's Robo?
He's called... That's a nickname for his son.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. He does not listen to the show. It wasn't added at me. I was just scrolling on Facebook and happened to see he calls his son Robot.
No,
Yes, he does. No. This isn't. Yes, I can't believe you didn't know that. This was not.
Why would I assume that he calls his child Robo?
Because
I can't. That just seems like a natural thing to call your child in the first place.
Nicole, Mason Ocharczyk. Mason Ocharczyk, the coolest kid. I said that person's name, my spouse's name. Mason Ocharczyk, the coolest kid in the class of 2010. And yes, he did graduate, unlike most of the people in the class of 2010.
Congratulations, 2010.
You think he would listen to our podcast weekly and then message me a reference to it and him just saying like, I'm calling my kid Robo? No, he calls his kid Robo. That him just calling his kid Robo is a bigger possibility than the coolest
kid Robo
kid.
I mean, probably the same people who call their kids Apple.
Nicole, he kickflipped over the sixth stair at Laketon Bethel.
Holy shit.
That's another dream.
And you think he's listening to Mostly Speaking Sentai?
Yeah, why
That's
not?
The coolest podcast around. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Well, not as cool as what he's listening to, which is just crying to Pantera because Dimebag Darrell passed away this week.
What?
I mean, years ago passed away, and this was the anniversary.
That's a huge loss.
Whoa.
Dimebag Darrell.
Pantera are not people I coincide with, that's all.
Pantera? I'm guessing that's a band and not a Panera spinoff.
It's you're correct.
They have a really good burger at Kuma's, though, called Pantera.
Mm. Okay, well, you're not allowed to eat that because you just blaspheme the guitar gods.
It's true because I eat the Black Sabbath there.
Yeah, baby.
Speaking really of good. Guitar.
Yeah, girl, kiss me.
I thought it was funny how they're like the intro to the show was like very kind of like 80s hair metal kind of, and then it just like went straight to just like bells and trumpets, like a soft Christmassy song.
Who's hitting the step? Rudy, stop moving your mic.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. Bad habit.
Now you have to drink.
I lagged out for a second. Are we talking about we're going to stick together?
Are we sticking together?
Oh, the song. Yeah, we didn't even get into that song yet.
Wait, what?
At the end, you didn't watch through the credits, Rudy?
I didn't watch through the credits, no. I watched up until like the ending, and I tried to screenshot the Tommy and Catherine laugh because, okay. This was really stupid, but I noticed that throughout the entirety of the episode, the Netflix subtitles were one way, but then when it said Tommy and Catherine laugh, it went into cursive, and I just thought that was like the best holiday screenshot that I could have ever taken. If I can actually properly take a screenshot of it, I will. Anyways, continuing on, what was up with the credits?
I can't believe you didn't watch through them. There's just...
I forgot!
There's just... The Yellow Ranger, as... I don't know if this is in character. I don't know if she... The actress was an aspiring singer. But it was just a music video for one of her songs.
A bad one.
It was amazing.
No. Yeah. The music video might have been a little bad and cheesy, but
yeah,
the song...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. The music video was bad.
But the song was good.
Yeah.
How did the song go? Forever.
The song was bad, too.
Suck
Can we
my
sing
dick.
It without getting copyright struck?
If she comes after us, I think that's just how we go.
Was I daydreaming?
If she comes after us, then we can invite her to the show.
What's up, Nicole? I mean... Oh.
God, fuck.
Yeah!
Guys, just if someone starts talking, just allow them to talk so I don't have to then say, hey, back to your point, insert name.
You got it, James.
Why? Why would you do that?
I have a bladder of an ox, my man.
Do go on, friend.
already forgot. Oh, I was saying, did I start daydreaming? Or was it just the same, like, four lines repeated over and over and over and over again?
I think it was.
Absolutely it was.
That's like crunk music.
Doesn't mean it's good.
Okay, tell that to Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. Bohagen. You know,
One Direction did that for years, and they were successful.
Well, they did?
Probably.
Who did?
I just jumped on the bandwagon in high school. I don't know if they were actually any good or not.
One Direction, that's where my penis goes when I see One Direction. I don't know if that's a joke I tweeted in like 2011 or if that is something I heard someone else say.
My penis, like my political views, lean a little to the left.
Oh, Nicole, where's your penis leaning? Dang it, I said your name. Nicole, God fucking damn it.
Peanuts
getting
one.
Drunk. I need to stop. That was a good one to do.
So many.
Wait, at who?
Yo.
Shake that soldier boy. Did you, guys, have you listened to that song recently? It sucks. Like, I don't know how it got popular. He has no emotion in it.
Because there was a fun dance. Ooh, to it.
I'll do a little dance. Make a little love. Piss tonight.
Jesus.
That was just a freebie. All right, let's get through these more notes. Oh, so when that little girl is singing, emotionless dead shark eyes, and I finally felt represented in a TV show. Because when I'm like doing things, I'm just like, I feel like I'm like, hey guys, this is James. I have dead eyes.
Well, now you know you're not alone.
Also,
he did say his name was James.
Lively.
Wait, you guys are saying my name.
Yeah. No, you said your own name.
You said your own name.
Oh,
we have
what?
To take two. Yeah, yeah, we have to take two drinks.
That shouldn't count. That's
it
like
should.
A self suck, you know?
That still counts.
You guys ever self-sucked before?
Oh, that,
yeah.
No, don't.
Then it counts.
Nope. Okay. We had this discussion last year. That's why I'm saying no. Do not go on. Because I said last year that, oh, what if I, someone asked, what if I run out of water? And I said, oh, I hope you can suck yourself off and recycle the pee. And then one person on the screen, his bottom left, said, oh, I've done that before. I was just curious about it.
Yeah. It's true. I heard it.
It's a holiday tradition at this point.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We'll
kick that tradition in the ass.
Bulk and or Skull have a shoe phone?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh,
which
my God.
Is neat.
I want to know if that is canon or if it's just a one-off bit for this episode.
I'm sure it's canon. They wouldn't do Bulk and Skull like that.
Who knows?
Can I also just say that the Bulk and Skull fruitcake arc was just absolutely delightful. Just seeing them hunt down fruitcake thieves, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, it's Goldar and the skeleton guy. I don't remember the skeleton
Rito.
Guy's name.
Rito. We made you a fruitcake.
That was so cute. It was so nice. It's just like, we did this for you. It's like, happy friggin' holidays, guys. Merry.
Yeah, Merry
Christmas. P-related holiday.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was going to end, but I did not expect that to happen.
Also, was it just me? Because I know how they, like, superimpose or just, like, have, like, a monster character in, like, the foreground and, like, Rangers in the background to sort of give the forced perspective of, like, a giant monster. Did they do that with the fruitcake, too?
Yes, they did.
I love that. That was so good. It's just, like, there wasn't a major big monster. It was just a giant fruitcake that they did it to, and it was great, and I loved it.
I was hoping it was going to be like they find a toddler and he's just eating so much fruitcake and he's crying and he's like, I just can't stop, sirs. And he's just like covered in mushy fruitcake. And he's like, I just please someone tell me to stop. I don't have a strong parental unit at home. They let me do anything and everything.
Speaking of units, why was Alpha's gift to Zordon?
Oh no,
just just the Santa Claus hat and everything.
It was just clip art.
I really wanted Zordon to be like super pissed about it.
He's like, "What the fuck is this, Alpha?" And I was like, "I don't know. I just thought it was like, is this a joke to you?"
It is.
I think Alpha straight up said that they wrote lines of code for that thing. So does that just mean Zordon is straight up just a computer? Because I think in like Power Rangers, because I think in Secret of the Ooze, they imply that Zordon is just a body, like a body in a sack and an inner tube, you know? So like, is it code? Is it a body?
No, I think what is projected is using technology, so that might be what it is.
Okay.
But guys, let me check.
But guys.
Okay. I loved when things like were gone.
No.
What? Oh my.
Wait, what happened? What did I
do?
Nicole gave me a thumbs up.
Well, we gotta keep.
He said my name.
Okay.
Said it the second time too.
When first they get blasted with the bigotry beam, and then they steal the robots steal all of the everything, the presents, the decorations, the decor. It's all gone. And they're like, well, we might as well leave. And then Tommy goes, yeah, of course we should leave. Everything's gone. Duh. And that made this person and I laugh a lot.
Tommy's a dick. I loved it. So, like, if I was on this show, like, that would be me.
I love that bit a lot. Tommy's attitude throughout this whole thing was just A1.
Yeah,
I think I wrote in my notes something about how I assume that after they lost all their stuff, they were all going to be like, well, where's my stuff? Where's my stuff, Tommy? And they were just going to bond over losing stuff and buying it back and like capitalism or something. I don't know.
No.
Capitalism is our Lord and Savior.
Indeed, it is.
Oh, I have one more note, and that is.
Hit me with it, James.
I don't believe Tommy or any Ranger for that matter having a good life after this. They would all have PTSD.
Wait, he said your name.
Oh my.
That I did.
But let me get through the point.
I'm sorry, James.
Corey.
Why?
They're child soldiers. That's what they are. They're having to fight these giant, like, things you could not conceive, especially the original guys and the mighty guys. Anyone's in there, because then they start getting a precedent.
You can't just drop that on us
I thought that's where you guys knew where I was going. It's Coney 2012 over here. So. Yeah, that's just like where this, they're having to fight giant fucking robots. You would not be like, unless you had a shit ton of therapy, you wouldn't be like, I'm cozy up against the fire and I have a grandkid that I'm involved with and the parents are allowing me to see and I have a healthy relationship with those around me. No. These are teenagers with attitude, not 18-year-olds, not 19-year-olds. These are people in high school still having to fight against these intergalactic goddamn monsters, these kaiju. They're so, and they're called upon at every, anyone who is on call for a job knows the stress that that can bring. When you're on call as a child to literally save the earth nonstop, it's not just like, oh, I can, I'm on call from this time to this time. No, they are on call nonstop 24/7 for years. They should not have a healthy relationship. Seeing a gritty season is what we should see on Power Rangers to recap where these people are. Because it's believable.
Oh, man, it just hit me real hard.
Oh, that you're drunk?
Yeah.
Open up and Nicole. Say something you wouldn't say
why
sober.
Why are you saying all of our names?
Because you didn't take your Power Ranger drinks yet.
Oh, dang it.
So, wait, one.
I have to switch to water after this.
Do you want me to get you water?
That's the last of my water.
Guys, we need to start wrapping up, actually.
Two things real quick. I just want to say welcome Chungs.
Chungos.
Thank you for coming over to the stream. I hope everything's going well. We're talking about the Zio Christmas special.
I said the Zio word and no one took a drink and I'm offended.
Well, Zio was fine.
Zio's
fine.
You
said Power Rangers.
Oh my God.
I said that.
I don't have any more water to drink. Can I just eat like a forkful of rice?
I don't. Yeah, go for it, dude. Okay.
And no one lost. What happens when no one loses?
You said that those two get to split.
Yeah, but what if no one loses, though?
Oh, then you save $30.
No, but the elf thing. That's what I'm saying.
Give it to Tyler Wright. He's technically the real loser here. Yes, he probably provided us with like $5 worth of bits, maybe. I don't know what the conversion for.
I have no idea.
It's probably more like
$2. No fucking clue.
But does anyone have any last words? We got to start wrapping up. We're almost at hour 30.
Pissmas.
Okay.
I don't have anything left. I'm sorry, but I'm done.
My friend who was Mortimer or something on a Hidden Critic.
Mortimer? Wait, that's what...
Mortimer or what the fuck ever.
Okay, I'm guessing no more stuff. Chat.
Wait, hold on. I had a couple of things that I just wanted to mention, or just some random notes.
Okay.
That I had. I really liked how Adam at one point was just like, you know, in other countries they don't even celebrate the holidays. Like Korea, what am I even doing here? And I just thought I fucking lost it at that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Jesus, and Adam.
And there was another bit where I think I just wrote down, like, yo, fuck this kid's song. The spell wouldn't be broken. I just punched the holiday spirit out of this kid, and that's more or less it.
I would have, when he said, I got nothing else better to do, he said that to a child.
Oh, yeah. He did direct that directly at a child. Man, fuck Tommy.
And
also, Chungos, take care.
Chungos, stick around, maybe. We got plugs to do. But this will be released later as a podcast, so don't worry. You'll be able to hear all of this holiday tradition stuff. I don't want to say the word. Nicole's drunk.
I'm done, baby.
One more thing. I liked when the Yellow Ranger was explaining Kwanzaa. Rocky, I think his name's Rocky. He just goes, yeah. Oh,
doubt it.
That's what that means. And it's like so disingenuous. It's like, oh, that's what that means.
I thought it was like an insult that they had to go to the library to look up the Kwanzaa thing. So I'm like, she just explained it to you.
Right.
I think, but like
Kwanzaa doesn't mean anything unless you read it from a book. I guess.
I think the like specifics of like how these things are supposed to go.
There's three colors.
Oh, I thought there were like five.
No.
Or seven.
No, just three.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well,
if there was
shit.
Seven, it was like three of one color, two of another, and then two of another.
And then
but
a black,
yeah, it was just
one in the center. And I think one side was green and one side was red.
They just got shot by a beam that altered their personality.
Yeah.
Give them
they
some
got shot
slack.
By a racism beam.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well,
I
guys,
mean, in general, it's not great to be racist. Anyway, I'm sorry.
This episode just felt so, I don't know, because there was also like, then the like kid robot was sitting on a pile of presents, but then they like didn't really do anything with that.
It
felt like they were going in so many different directions.
Feels like they didn't have the stunt doubles on set that day.
Maybe not.
I think they were like, well, with that, the presents thing, it's saying, well, the holiday spirit really isn't about presents. So we don't even need to worry. We don't need to spend the time, the effort. Let's just make this party as best as we can get it instead of.
They're saying if you like getting gifts, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
You guys like that post editing where they've everyone in the room freezed while the enemies came up through the ground and then everything suddenly went back to
actually
motion.
Yeah, that's
man.
That's how this show does that. But guys, It's been great. No one won. No one lost besides Tyler Wright. So,
wait, Briggs,
Nicole,
did you have any last thoughts?
What?
I wasn't sure. Did Briggs have any last thoughts?
She said
Porter?
She's done. So okay. Please, let's get to plugs.
Got you. Okay. I'm sorry.
A person who was Mordecai. What you got to plug?
It's Mortimer now. What's up, everybody? My name is Rudy, but I'm also known as Overlord Snugs on Twitch, Twitter, and not on YouTube. But if you're interested in just chilling out, playing games, I do a lot of variety streaming. Come check us out over at Overlord Snugs. I don't know if this will be in like a description or something.
Yeah, it'll be in a description.
Solid. Check me out. We do a lot of streaming. Right now we're playing through Spider-Man PS4 and... pretty soon, little Corey and I, we're going to be doing some Splinter Cell co-op.
Hell yeah.
Call him the Dungeon Master.
Take that drink real quick.
Yeah.
Too many drinks. I got a meatball.
Oh, Dungeon Master, what you got to plug?
Yo, follow me also on Twitch. I'm under Nomads101. That's Nomads with a Z because I'm edgy.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're doing D&D stuff as of late right now, doing map creations and stuff.
Wait, hit people, guys, subscribe. Oh, you got to do the cold brew.
And
do
he subscribed for 4 months, which at 8 p.m., I am drinking 4 sips of cold brew.
So hit people, mad.
Hit people, guy. Thank you for hitting this guy with that sub. Thank you so much. That's
chug,
so awesome.
Chug, 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 chug.
No, I'm doing 4. He subscribed for 4.
Just sips? Come on.
No,
okay.
No, they're like full. They're not sips. They're like full in my mouth, like blasted in there. Oh, my God. I need to swallow this down or spit it out. Those kinds. They're not sips. Oh, man. I already feel it. I'm going to have to eat those eggs that I made. Damn it. Eggs. Think my bride to never be, what do you have to plug?
Go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy cute stuff, including dino cat figures that I make. I'm making more right now, and they're going to be glittery and cute. Follow me at darlinghomebody on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Go to patreon.com/darlinghomebody to sign up for a monthly sticker or magnet.
Steve F. said the Dino Cat figures are the best. And guys, my penis is about to burst and not in the way I usually mean. So, guys, go over to MLMpod.com to find out information about Hit It and Crit It, the show that I do with these two people that are
Dungeon
guests.
Dungeon Master.
Also, What the Hellmouth, This Movie's Gay, and Mostly Speaking Sentai. If you're watching this stream and you're like, what is this? There's over 100 episodes of that show right now. Okay, someone just gave us
more drink.
I don't have any more water, so I have to do the cold brew.
Dude, I don't have anything.
I don't have water, but I do have a plate of rice and meatballs.
Oh, man.
I feel like I won.
Ooh, I want rice.
Oh, man. I did a
Fine,
big
Corey,
gulp.
You can take the $30 gift card.
I did I a big gulp of the cold brew. I'm going to have to go for a walk as well.
Oh, man.
It's homemade cold brew, and I make it, like, I let it seep a lot for 24 hours.
He's
so it's
very proud of it.
What was I saying? Listen to
it's
those podcasts.
Strong is what you were saying.
And listen to my rap music under Marshland Monster. You can find that on MLM Pod. You can download all of my albums for free. You can also find it wherever music is found. Please go over to patreon.com/MLM Pod for Patreon exclusive podcasts such as Engage with Nicolas Cage, Talking About Beyblade, which tomorrow in the Mostly Speaking Sentai feed, we will have a Talking About Beyblade episode in full. Check it out. It's good. We also have the Toku Reading Corner, which new episode of that is coming out this week, and the Podcast That Be. Please go over there, support us. It's the best way to do it. Once we're at $150, we're going to do a live, well, not live, we'll be doing commentary, a watch-along of one of the live-action Scooby-Doo movies that were straight to DVD. But while we're on the subject of patrons, let's give a shout out to our $10 patrons. They're so gracious. One, actually two of which, screwed us over hard in this stream. We have Steve F, a.k.a. Hit People Guy, in the chat right now. Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z, a.k.a. The Waz, Orion, who is the rapper Defoe, Kayla, a.k.a. Two Grapes, Duo Grun Fox, that's two fox for the price of grun, Tyler Wright, Suffocate Us With Water, he did today, and Elliot W, a.k.a. Garlic Sunshine, on, oh my god, I have to drink more.
Yep, oh no.
He gave 100 bits.
Oh,
hell
I'll
yeah.
do a big gulp this time too. This so is it's one for Nicole. Piss.
Wait, do you have to take another gulp because he said her name?
Oh fuck.
Does he?
No. Who? Luz. Steve said that he loves seeing this person over here mime to the Patreon shoutouts. Okay, good. All the bits are fulfilled. We have drinking what we need to drink. It's going to screw and fuck up my sleep schedule. But
hell yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening if you're in the feed. Please also check out the Patreon. It'd mean the world. I'm trying to get just one new patron a month. And December, we still need you out there. So if you're listening, please fulfill that. The lowest expectation we can. I've been James.
Wait, you didn't say Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, I'm about to.
Okay.
I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
Who are you pointing at?
You.
Me. I'm Rudy, Overlord Snugs.
I'm Dungeon Master.
You can say Corey right now.
I don't want to.
And this has been Pissmas 2020 on Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye bye, guys.
Merry Pissmas.
I see. His name is Franklin. He is wearing a Santa hat. His name is Franklin. He is covered in snow. Come here, Franklin. No way. It won't melt, it's dandruff. That's really fucking gross. Really fucking gross. Really fucking gross. I see a chubby cat. His name is Franklin. Franklin. He is a newborn king. Give praise to Franklin. He is the second coming of Franklin. He will judge all of you, so please don't spank him.
No matter what he does,
even if he scratches you or sits on your keyboard or dumps out the cat food, please don't spank him.
Sinners burn beneath his white paws. They get what they deserve beneath his white paws.
In his anger, run a boss.
Condemning others sodomy beneath his white paws.
Here's his tortured cause.
Hang you from a burning tree
or cut you at the knees.
There's evil in his eyes,
in his cold dead eyes.
Sinners burn beneath his white paws.
Franklin and that Christ.
Sinners got the shakes, now regretting their mistakes. Now this king can't be killed, so put your wooden stakes down. Drop on danger flakes, now you're blaspheming simpletons. 3 plus 3 is a number, you'll be tripling. And turkey skin melts as you lay beneath his windowsill. Your flesh uses fertilizer, keeps a windy windmill still. Burn your germs, meet your demise. As you look into his cold dead eyes, his cold dead eyes.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.